Tuesday night, Dvar Halachim Chavis Halvavis, or Lechav Ches Iyar. So we're continuing Hilchos Cheesecake. So we saw last time that if the cheese part of the cheesecake has flour as an ingredient, which is many times the case, so then certainly you make a mazonos, because even if it's maybe not the rove, but that's the ikar ingredient. And the mazonos, chamesh saminim, is the ikar, so you make a mazonos. Okay, what happens if the cheese part does not have flour as an ingredient, and there's a layer of cake on the bottom of the cheesecake? So really, we have the following interesting. We have the Mechaber in Sif Ches and Kuf Samach Ches talks about rakikim dakim, thin crackers, thin layers of something baked, that you put markachas aleihem, and the tefillin, and the merkachas is the ikar, merkachas is whatever it was that they put on top of it to eat, and you make just shehakol. Let's say it's shehakol, maybe it's eitz. You just make that bracha. So what is the Mechaber saying here? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the rakikin were not really meant to be eat. They were just there so that the hands shouldn't get dirty from the merkachas. In other words, the layer of cake, or the layer of rakikin, of crackers, was not meant to... The intention was not to eat from it, really. It was just that lo yitonfu hayadami hamarkachas. So then mazonos could also be a tofel. There are some achronim who say that an ice cream cone is like that. That really it's basically tasteless cardboard, maybe with sugar in it. But it's there because instead of serving you a cup with a Dixie cup with a spoon, so they give you by an ice cream cone. But it's really just meant that. That's what some achronim hold. Maybe it's totally in what kind of ice cream cones they have. But just to give you an idea. Now, but then the Mishnah says something very interesting. That if you have merkachas on cake, that you want to eat the cake. Cake's good. So then they become the ikar, and you only make them the zonos. But then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, only if they were baked together. If, again, the Mechaber talks about a layer of cake on the bottom and stuff on top, you only make the bracha on the stuff on top. Mishnah Berurah says that's talking about that the cake layer on the bottom is there only that you shouldn't get your hands dirty with the merkachas, or in our case with the cheese, or it gives you a firm hold, if that's the case. But if you have a gishmaka layer on the bottom, then you would only make a mazonos. But that's only if they were baked together. But if they weren't baked together, but you took the cake layer and you put on top of it mirkachas, then you have to make two brachas, because you want to eat both of them, and you make in such a case two brachas. Now the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down a makor for that. He seems to be saying that in Svara. That it's the difference between being baked together and not baked together. So we'll see tomorrow night in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll delve into this a little more. So again, you have the case where the top, the cheese has flour as an ingredient, certainly mazonos. Then you have a case where it doesn't, but the bottom layer is there really just to keep your hands clean, so to speak. Then you would only make a shakol. If the cake is gishmak and you want to eat the cake and it tastes good and it's part of what you're eating, then you only make a mazonos, but that's only if it's baked together. But if it's not baked together, then you make two brachas. And Mishnah Berurah says, and we'll see tomorrow night. Meanwhile, your homework is to find out what kind of cheesecake your wife makes. Okay. How does all this? And Hakdama, and we're starting the 11th shir since we started the Sefer. And he's talking about lavim that are chovos halavados, and he talks about lo nikom velo niter es bnei amenu. And what you see the Chavis Halavos is saying is that the, although we know that lo sikom v'lo sito, or at least lo sikom certainly is b'maisa, possibly even lo sito, because it's what you say to him, but it, the nub of the iser is really the chovos halavavos. It's the bearing a grudge, it's the resentment. That's really the iser. He calls it a chovos halavavos. But the iser is bearing a grudge. You know, some people carry grudges for years, right? Your wife ever tell you anything after 30 years, she remembers something you did to her 30 years ago, and she, and you harbor that memory, that's osur. It's osur to walk around harboring that memory of tainus. Okay, umeham, another chovos halavavos, shlona harba veros, lona savin. This is very, very interesting. We know that machshava roach as well as ainam mitzar for lemaisa. But the Chovos Halavavos says very clearly, as he does in the sefer in Shaar HaBitachon Grado, that your planning to do an avera is punishable, even if you don't carry it out. So, how that stems with the Gemara is not as shver as it sounds, because the Gemara itself says that it's only not a habitual sinner, but a habitual sinner is punished as machshava too. It seems like we give a Jew the benefit of the doubt. Hashem gives the Jew the benefit of the doubt. And if he just plans on doing an aver, he doesn't get punished for it. But once he's mutzak that he does carry out his plans, then he's punished even for the plans. That's really the perish of Gemara. And the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzar. Mashav Rola Maisa is only for not a habitual sinner. But once it's pretty clear that you would do it, then even if you're nanas and you didn't do it, then according to Chazal Vavos, even if you maybe decided, I don't know, or maybe give me that. But Akapodami says the Chovos Halavavos is not to plan on doing an aveir, not to plan to do evil, not to decide to do it, even if you end up not carrying it out. Umashadomal is that other such things, Meshru Bamaskun Ha'odam, that in a man's, I don't know, subconsciousness, maybe even consciousness, but it's in his mind. I mean, the Chovos Halavavos uses this word throughout the Sefer, Matspun Ha'odam.
Conscience.
Deep down, conscience. That's what some translate it that way. Lo yashkif alav zulosei habore. No one knows about what's in your heart. Not even the malachim. Only Hakadosh Baruch Hu. B'chsiv ani Hashem choker leiv. Bochen kloyos. Bochen kloyos has to do with decisions, with eitzes. So it's a way of saying Hashem knows your innermost thoughts. B'chsiv ne Hashem dishmosodem chavis kachad ve'botim. So that is a very major part of Torah and of mitzvahs, and he just gave a list of asays and a list of lavim, and we'll continue with this.